It's 921, 47 degrees at WTMJ. We're going to get up to the mid-50s today. A little bit chilly overnight, back into the 40s and even the 30s as you go further inland. Joining us is Michelle Brown on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. She's from NARI. The big NARI Fall Remodeling Show takes place next weekend at the State Fair. And Michelle, I got to ask you this, because I know a lot of people with the interest rates going up, rather than moving, they're redoing their kitchens, their baths, and some of those areas. But I am a little surprised to see that one color is kind of going out as far as what people are putting into their kitchen. You want to give us that info as far as what color not to design?
Well, Libby, we are seeing those white kitchens starting to fade away. That doesn't mean that they're not the classic. You can still update your white kitchen if it's starting to feel a little dated. Replacing countertops, backsplash, the hardware. You can do an accent color, add some artwork or rugs. And other on-trend decorative items to spice up that white kitchen. But yes, white is fading into the distance.
Oh, you know, and I'm really sad to see it, because white goes with everything. But you're saying here, and a lot of the contractors, a lot of the designers that you'll meet at the NARI show this weekend are saying that bold colors are coming in. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say bold, what sort of shades are we looking at?
We are starting to see even the bold colors shifting this year. So they are starting to resonate, the colors that you would see boldly in nature. So think about those deep, dark greens, the dark blues like the night sky, and also some warm neutrals and blush pinks are making a trend this year, too. But a lot of those bold, deep, dark colors rooted in nature.
Blush pink in a kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine. Bathroom, maybe, yeah. But in a kitchen?
Yes. Cabinets, blush pinks.
That's fascinating. Although I guess that'd be kind of pretty with a gray, wouldn't it?
It would be beautiful.
You know, as long as they don't go back to avocado green and that horrible golden rust, I think I'm okay with colors. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing that we'll hear about this weekend?
Yeah, so again, it's still about maximizing space. A lot more people are starting to take those remote job positions. So how do we maximize the space that we currently have? And if you can do it, add an addition to your home.
And what sort of rooms are they adding on?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of those reading type spaces that function as an additional office space, expanding the living room out to perhaps move another workspace into the area they already had in their home. So just creating those more flexible workspaces.
Are we seeing more outdoor kitchens too? Because, I mean, for a while, especially during the pandemic, everybody wanted those outdoor spaces. Is that still a trend, or are they moving more indoors now?
That is still a trend. Interest rates are high, and we are staying in our homes if we have that great low interest rate. So investing in our homes in those beautiful outdoor kitchens with the gas stoves out there and the refrigerators for your beverages and beautiful paved spaces, pergolas, it is all still on trend.
Now, you've got a lot of people coming in for the show on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at State Fair. What are some of the presentations that you'll have?
So this year, we are focusing more on educational displays at the show. We're going to be showing some creative ways to utilize that space under your stairs. I don't know about you, Libby, but right now we just have building materials under ours. So I hope to be inspired, too, by seeing some organizational spaces. We've seen people build little houses for their pets with TVs and sofas.
Wait,
for them to relax on.
Why would your pet need a television?
I don't know. I get to watch the birds, perhaps, in the winter.
Hey, listen, I'm just giving my dog a window. But I you're right about that under the stairway. That is that space you can use, and it's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of opportunity. yeah. that understory space. And people are building office spaces under their stairs.
Ooh, a little nook for the kids to mm-hmm. go and do their homework even under the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I can kind of get into that. All right, now, if anybody is interested in attending this fall's home remodeling show presented by NARI, let's give all the specifics. Where it's going to be, how you can get tickets, and what else we can see when we're there.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to NARIMilwaukee.org/show, or just to the main page, you'll see where you can get tickets. All the attractions, the exhibitor list is on there. It's going to be held at the Wisconsin Expo Center at State Fair Park this Friday through Sunday. And it starts at noon on Friday and then 10 on Saturday and Sunday.
I know you've attended a lot of NARI shows through the years, Michelle. What is your favorite part of it? What do you enjoy most when you attend?
Yeah, it's the connections with people. It's something you will never find online. Someone might have a gorgeous website, and then you meet them in person, and they're not your cup of tea. And that's okay. Not everyone is our cup of tea, right? But we're going to find that person there at the show that we are comfortable with to let in our homes and feel comfortable in creating a beautiful space for us that works.
I think that's very astute that, yes, if you're having somebody who's going to spend time in your home and help you make the space you're comfortable with, you got to have a connection. You got to click. And you can only find out about that when you meet them in person. And you can do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's the NARI show at the Expo Center at State Fair. And Michelle Brown, Executive Director of NARI. Always great to have you here.
Thank you, Libby. Have a great day.